Hi there, it's Monday, April 12th, and that means two things. You should consider expanding your academic portfolio just by changing your name to Et Al. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their X-Fit Outdoor Floods. These come in five different wattages. They come with color select technology. There are photo cells built right onto them. Great mounting options, great splitters. Everything you could need to get things going. That's KeystoneDeck.com or the link in the description. Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure bill will include hundreds of billions for lighting, both on the manufacturer and supply chain security side, and hundreds of billions for home and school retrofits. GE Current, a Daintree company, has acquired Forum Lighting. This purchase has gone through just the other day, and the details have yet to be revealed. Van Meter has purchased Werner Electric. VM had been a 50% shareholder until they decided to do a full buyout. The IES and the FGI have issued an MOU. Both groups will be collaborating on guidelines for healthcare facilities. Legrand Wattstopper is the first to attain an NLC5 on the DLC-QPL. This is a control system. Deco Lighting might be looking for a buyer, but they have entered a strategic partnership with the QPL that got announced between those two manufacturers. The buyer is merely speculation on the part of Al Yusinski. Pulse of Lighting findings from Dave Gordon this last quarter have been released. You can read that report. On Get a Grip on Lighting, Edward Bartholomew was interviewed about his work again, reducing crime, fixing public utilities, and working in profitability. Read, learn more, and listen to it. Acuity's CEO makes 2,316 times more than its median employee. Neil Ashe has earned $21 million last year. As a side note, in the past 3 years, the gap in wealth, not earnings, just wealth, has gone from comparable to the 1920s to the being comparable to the reign of Ramses II. The DLC is now accepting V2 horticultural applications. Those are ready for submission. NEMA has issued their Business Confidence Index. Things are trending upward. CES is moving to Dunn, North Carolina. Lighting Europe once again reminds us that incentives for lighting upgrades should be a big part of economic recovery on the continent. Unique has joined iMark. The IALD has issued their report on the lighting design profession's performance during the pandemic. FX has launched a new website. Signify continues their share buyback program, buying more than 175,000 shares last month, bringing the total to close to 900,000. Solviasis has hit record earnings last quarter. ATG has partnered with BrightSwitch. This is for their rebate finder. In legal briefs, Texas Instruments has actually filed an LED driver patent for voltage clamping in multiple LEDs. Sapphire Awards submissions deadline has been extended, as has the paper, speaker, and poster submissions for the IES. Y'all have a couple more weeks to get those in. Inside Lighting has offered a confidence rating on light fair and education delays or delays or cancellations. Start your office pool now. And you can watch NLB's forum on 3D printing. The panel discussion is now available on demand. We've got a nice recap of the musical chairs in rep agencies in Oklahoma. Hubble moved to someone and Acuity jumped into that spot and so on and so forth. In market predictions, lighting as service will grow by 46% by 2027. The human-centric lighting market will reach $8 billion in value by 2027. LED street lighting will grow by 2% over the next 4 years, but solar LED street lighting will grow by 19% over the next six. In recommended reading, we have Cube Lighting and the Problem of Low Bidders. We have the spending habits confronting climate change on the consumer level. We have a Miami mayor on the value of night skies this dark sky week. We have three things to remember about streetlight projects. We have how to get hardscapes right and a case study on circadian lighting at a North Carolina senior facility. In IoT, FX Lighting has a new website. Fagerhult has acquired Senesco AS for outdoor lighting connectivity. And we have TinyML Foundation bringing edge computing and machine learning to smart home tech. In R&D, Luminous's IR has hit a new output record benchmark. In horticultural, Dr. Ricardo Hernandez will read the keynote at Hortican. In dark sky news, big one for this week, obviously, we have a discussion of what it's like to drive on Route 50, the loneliest highway, at night. Two Virginia state parks have received dark sky designations. Naturpark Attersee Tronsi, the first dark sky park in Austria. We have a question as to whether or not Flagstaff, Arizona's dark sky ordinances are a safety concern. And the answer is no, the skies are dark, the sidewalks are safe. San Miguel is considering a dark sky proposal. Mesa Verde National Park is the 100th dark sky park. Yarmouth, Nova Scotia is expanding its starlight-friendly status. It's already recognized by UNESCO, but will be considering pursuing IDA status as well. Africa, home of many dark skies, might see that as an economic resource soon. And Rapid City, North Carolina is turning off their streetlights for 90 minutes a night to celebrate this week. Home Depot has partnered with the IDA, making them the first retail side partner with the organization. And we need higher resolution photos of the Earth at night because that will make us realize how bad light pollution is. This is a study about bias and the impact of other light pollution studies. The IES is partnering with the Park Service to re-examine their lighting for dark sky friendly terms. And the UK has determined that stars were more visible because of stay-at-home orders. In local news, SHOT is celebrating their 1,000th day without an accident. U Northern Iowa is assisting small business owners with energy efficiency programs. Henderson, Tennessee, considering a streetlight conversion. Clifton Park started their streetlight conversion. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will be changing the lighting on three highways. Dominion will retrofit the Marine Base at Quantico. Madison, Wisconsin is upgrading 6,000 streetlights. Laredo, Texas, doing the same. Reading Municipal Light will be net zero soon. Crystal City, New York, also replacing their streetlights. The Maryland Energy Admin has awarded $3.3 million in efficiency and resiliency projects. And Puget Sound is smartening up their streetlights. That's a new contract. In oddness, we have 5G as a potential vector for electricity transmission. Nick Tesla's dream just gets a little closer, maybe. We have a giant Ferris wheel in China, northern China. It's a 43,000 square foot LED display in the middle of a Ferris wheel. We have an OpenSCAD project to let you customize LED bulb shapes. And rapper will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas has beaten Razor to the punch with his own RGB LED face mask with replaceable filters. These are HEPA filters with extra fans. And they come with noise-canceling headphones for, reasonable $300. We also have LED Pulse, a company that manipulates strings of LEDs to create pseudo-holograms. In People News, we have Olaf Berlien, late of Osram, joining LEDR Tech. Kevin Cosgriff will retire. LEDvance UK has appointed Nello Neves as head of trade sales. We have Lightline adding Clay Brewer as sales manager for the South Central US. And Eclipse is named Claude Blanche as VP sales and Jerome Poulin as director of engineering. I have been Scott Walker. This has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. Thank you. Nailed. Get associated. Get educated. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your week.
Yeah, that's the thing about time. You know its nature is relative. And that's the thing about crime. It's in the nature of all of us. Memory presses onward, vainglorious. Come on and get us, golden. expression, and at once and the same moment, we make our confession.